Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email from Anonymous here about a VA appeal.
I'm a retired veteran using a VA job program called VR&E, previously known as Voc Rehab. I'm using this program because it's supposed to help veterans overcome disabilities while in the job search. If required, this job program will pay for education 4 years plus a 1 year extension. I want to give some insight into the VA and this program. This information may help prepare other vets for the challenges they may face while navigating the program. On LSAT Demon Daily episode 388, someone inquired if they could share their GI Bill with a family member. This is true, and if a vet is eligible for the VR&E program, they can use the job program to pay for school. However, the timeline is tight and you must constantly appeal decisions. I'm in the middle of a VA appeal involving my erroneously closed case, ADA issues, and a denied request for tutoring. And I assume that that means one-on-one tutoring. This program enforces a tight timeline, so I tested well before I was ready. That's a bummer. You know, they're like forcing people into LSATs before they're ready. You know, they need to know that that's actually bad for their own people. Schools I've received acceptance to are regional schools, which I'm okay with attending. The problem is I've been requesting the VA to pay for tutoring from LSAT Demon since May, and they have recently denied my request. The reason is that they don't think I'm deficient at the test because I have been accepted into law schools. I will appeal this decision because of the flawed logic in the denial. I will also attempt to re-explain the LSAT scores correlation to first year grades and the first year grades correlation to jobs. I'm all ears if you guys have any other suggestions or data. The appeal will not reach completion until after my test in February. I'm going to attach screenshots of the actual denial. Please keep me anonymous. Feel free to inform other veterans, as eventually this will turn into writing my congressman or senator, especially when the tutoring helps me achieve a higher score. Wow. So Anonymous is like, boy, doing battle with the VA. That's a serious opponent. Very well-resourced opponent.
Yeah.
So this is from the appeal. It is extremely lawyerly looking. Cites right off the top USC section 3115 and 38 CFR section 21.294, if you want to go look up the relevant statutes.
And the regulations.
Yep. And regs. I guess this is an administrative official who's making this decision. And they say, why did I make this decision? I made this decision based on the following reasons. On 11/04/22, you requested to extend your LSAT preparation until January 2023. Take final LSAT at the conclusion of the prep and an LSAT tutor through LSAT Demon Live. Per your report, you were fully admitted into NC Central University and scored 151 on your November LSAT. Per M28CVA1.05E, quote, tutorial assistance may be provided if the VRC determines that assistance is needed to improve a climate's deficiency in a course of subject. End quote. According to Forbes.com, the median LSAT was 153. Based upon the above mentioned information, it is determined you do not have a deficiency in the course slash subject as you were accepted into law school.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I get it. They're trying to protect their funds.
Yeah.
But they're missing the big point here. Different law schools have different outcomes.
Yeah. I can imagine, you know, I guess, is there an advocate on the other side? I don't know. It's just this decision maker, right?
Yeah.
But does the VA, I mean, maybe it's a VA attorney or something who is like filing a brief on the other side of this.
Yeah.
Saying, how can you be deficient if you were admitted to law school? Like Anonymous calls that erroneous or flawed logic or whatever, but I don't know that it's like on its face, obviously flawed. Like, why is that flawed? You got in. Like, I'm not actually making the case. I'm just saying from their perspective, the case that they're going to make is this program is designed to rehabilitate people who can't achieve the goals that they want to achieve. You already achieved the goal that you say you want to achieve.
Yeah. So I'm on lawschooltransparency.com right now, and I'm looking at North Carolina Central University. That's the school that Anonymous mentioned, right?
Yep.
And the employment score is 35%.
Wow. So there's the fact you want to cite in your appeal.
Yeah. 17% went into public service, 2.3% went into national law firms, 0% went into federal clerkships, and 17% went into small law firms. That's less than half of the graduates went into their highlighted legal professions.
Yeah, and nobody's making money because they're not going into big law or federal clerkships.
Yeah.
So you need to cite, like, I want to go, I mean, even if it's not true, you could say, I want to go to big law firm. This is my specific goal of big law, and I can't do it at this school. It was a mistake when I applied to this school. I would never go to that school because they can't get me to my career goals.
Yep. My mistake. Also, look at the first time bar passage rate is 68%. I mean, I guess you have to just get above 75% in
for the ABA. 75% within 2 years for the ABA.
Within 2 years.
So 68% on a first time is not bad, actually, probably. For a regional law school, I don't think it's that bad. Yeah. But I would cite those employment statistics for sure. I might cite that first time bar passage rate, especially if it's like way below the median, or, you know, you could craft an appeal that is going to cite a bunch of facts, but I don't know. You need to get them off of this, because their case is simple. You got into law school, so you're not deficient.
Yeah, you're 2 points behind their median. What else do you want? You're already in. Yeah. Okay.
Good luck. Thank you for sharing that. If any other veterans want to chime in, you can definitely email daily@lsatdemon.com. You can always ask questions or share LSAT and law school admissions news via that email address. Thanks for listening.